USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump labeled churches and other houses of worship as essential and called on governors nationwide to let them reopen this weekend, even though some areas remain under coronavirus lockdown.
Today I'm identifying houses of worship, churches, synagogue, and mosques as essential places that provide essential services. Some governors have deemed liquor stores and abortion clinics as essential, but have left out churches and other houses of worship. It's not right.
The president threatened to override governors who defy him, and following the announcement, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released new guidelines for communities of faith on how to safely reopen, including recommendations to limit the size of gatherings and consider holding services outdoors or in large, well-ventilated areas. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue with my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
With Memorial Day coming this weekend, beaches are reopening, cities are letting restaurants seat people outside, and closing streets to encourage foot traffic, and many national parks are also letting people back in. Second Lady Karen Pence spoke at the Smoky Mountain National Park in Tennessee.
Not only are these experiences enjoyable to have, but they're good for us, too.
Stay-at-home orders have been eased in many cities, just as temperatures are warming up for the holiday weekend. And the Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, announced that the U.S. Department of Agriculture would provide up to $1 billion in guaranteed loans to rural businesses and farmers in an effort to help them survive the coronavirus. The USDA is committed to being a strong partner to those rural businesses and agricultural producers and being a strong supporter of all aspects to the rural economy, according to Perdue. The policy change opens up eligibility to some agriculture producers who were not able to receive loans from the USDA Farm Service Agency program. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A charity raffle to help small businesses hurt by the pandemic is sparking a controversy because of what they're raffling off. And USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The North Baldwin, Alabama Chamber of Commerce trying to raise money to help small businesses by doing a 10-day raffle, giving away outdoor gear and hunting rifles and shotguns as prizes, with all the profits going to the Small Business Relief Fund it set up. Some people, though, are not comfortable with the prizes and are worried that the firearms could end up in the wrong hands. Membership Development Manager Cameron Lewis says each winner has to be 19 years old, has to be from Alabama, and does have to pass a federal background check. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hall of Fame basketball player and Georgetown University coach Patrick Ewing announced that he was hospitalized after testing positive for coronavirus. He said the virus is very serious and should not be taken lightly. I want to encourage everyone to stay safe and take care of yourself and your loved ones. Ewing, now age 57, just completed his third season as head basketball coach at Georgetown University. No other members of that team or staff has tested positive. The coach has been isolated at a local hospital. The 7-foot center played 17 seasons in the NBA, 15 for the New York Knicks, and he was an 11-time NBA All-Star. He was also inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame in 2008. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.